Paul Slatkis. I'm with, your name is, I'm sorry?
Chanel Fox.
Hello, Chanel. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, your name?
King Obinzin Tanya from Cameroon.
Cameroon, all righty. So, what brings you here today?
We came initially here to the United Nations, the Peace, the Spirit of Peace Conference. And we are here at the burial ground. For us, in our tradition, this is a place of peace. Why we are coming to pay homage to this beautiful place erected in memory of 490 souls buried here. We want to also pay homage to peace, because with peace, everything goes. With peace, we go back to loving our brothers as ourselves in the Bible. So we are in that spirit, we want to show the same spirit of peace between us, between Africa, or between the continents in the world.
One time all these continents were living together, right next to each other, right? Many thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, right? So we were always sort of connected. What does peace mean to you? And if you could say your name again, that would be wonderful, because we have this World Peace Day event on September 21st, the United Nations International Day of Peace, which I'm sure you're aware of. What does peace mean to you?
Again, I'm King Tanyi Robinson, Colin Robinson Tanyi, from Cameroon. Peace is often said absence of war, the absence of conflicts, but you really cannot have peace. There's nowhere in the world or at no stage in one's mind that we have peace. What we need is some kind of stability and security. I think when we have security, then there's some maximum of peace. But you can't absolutely have peace anywhere in the world, even in the mind. It's something that all of us want to get to, but we get to that being going through security of ourselves, of our being, not being afraid of one another, and not wanting to cause trouble.
Okay. That's what it means, peace. Beautiful. Let me ask you one last question, and I'll ask you related to you. What does love mean to you?
Love is a very broad word. That means many things. Interpreted differently. Love is when you have, you admire, appreciate, and accept another person, ready to forgive, ready to embrace, and ready to share. For me, that's love.
Beautiful. And if you could say your name, what does love mean to you?
My name is Chanel Fox, and I'm from Atlanta, and I'm a guest of Chief Ten. Love means the most important thing is honor and respect. Honor and respect. And if you can sum love up to, it's an emotion, it's emotional as well, however, and you need emotion to carry the act of love out. So I would just sum it up as just respect for another human being.
All right, both of you, thank you so much for sharing this good news with us, and I look forward to the rest of the day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace.
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 Peace in the world.
Hi, your name is, sir?
I'm Hedroya Hadin, so by James Oladipo, Arupo Olaburemo, the only there of Federa, in the Kwara State in Nigeria.
Wow. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. The tradition.
Okay, well, what tradition is this?
Oh, this is the Yoruba tradition in Nigeria. Kwara State of Nigeria.
So is that's a region, the dress of, or the dress of the country?
Well, the dress of the region. It's a Western region in Nigeria. You know, we have like three, you know, major regions. We have the Igbo, the East, and the North, and the West. and this is basically how we dress in the West.
Okay, so, and in the West, what are some of your responsibilities?
Well, I'm like the father. My community is about 6,000, you know, compared to about 6,000 people. And I'm basically their father. It's like a monarchy mayor. I'm the head of the community. I'm responsible for liaising with government. I'm also responsible for providing the needs of my constituents. And to God be the glory, I've been able to do it so far. I've been king for 14 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility.
It is, but God has been in control. You know, I lived here in the U.S. before. I went to school here in 77. I became a professional wrestler. I wrestled for the BCW. And, you know, got hurt, broke my neck, C2 and 3. And then that was in 89. In 2003, they sent me back home to make me king. As, you know, I thank God I've been providing service to humanity. And, it's been great.
I thought that wrestling was fake. How'd you get hurt? Sounds like you got really hurt.
75%, 25%. No, really. You have to be in the best shape of your life to be able to get in that ring.
Thank you for being here.
And, you know, I thank God I'm able to survive.
All right, well, I know I'm going to speak more gingerly.
Yes.
Let me ask you on a more serious we're involved with the International Day of Peace, which is the United Nations September 21st, 193 countries agreed to a new event. We'd love to do one in Europe, and then we'll be passing on some cards. We have Times Square, Central Park, and the whole world is supposed to take a moment for peace. So I've got thousands of people.
Well, my name is James Oladipo Arufo-Ola Burema Oba, which means king in the African perspective. Peace means a whole lot to me, a whole lot to everybody. Peace means living in harmony with your neighbors, your constituents, the people that surround you. Peace means no more war. Peace means harnessing, you know, your resources around here and making the best use of it for the best of humanity. And something was started by Mr. Wale Ajibade of American Views about 3 years ago. It's like a peace initiative. I was a part of it. You know, the Oni Ofife and a lot of other Obas came from Nigeria. And during that conference, I spoke about something that touched my heart. Next to my community, there were two communities, Ofa and Erinle. You know, I've spoken Yoruba, so you wouldn't understand. But for years, for like 50 years, the two communities, you know, they're like a mile apart. And they just don't see eye to eye. They kill one another, you know, at the smallest provocation. But for some reason, glory be to God, in 2016, in my community, I was celebrating my 12th year coronation anniversary, and the two kings came. They attended. They hadn't seen eye to eye for like 30 years. And God used me to bring them together. And, you know, the community that has seen death, seen a lot, you know, they got brought together. So it will be a great thing if we can live together in peace in this world. On that day, I said something that touched a lot of people. You know, in the Middle East, you see what's going on there now. The land belongs to God and everything therein. So what if we didn't bring anything to this world, and we're not going to take anything. So what are we all fighting about? So let's live together in peace.
I love it. We're on the same exact page.
That's right.
I'm going to ask you one last question, because yes. we're asking this of others as well. Yes. What is love? What's love?
Oh, my God. Love means togetherness. Love means, you know, you got the other person in your heart. And love means bringing the whole world together.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are most welcome.
What a gentleman.
It's my pleasure. So
thank you. The pastor, and the pastor's name is Akimi David. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Nice to be here with you.
Nice to be here with you. What country are you?
I'm from Nigeria. West Africa.
Alrighty, beautiful. And so we're here at a very important peace summit and conference, and I believe your king suggested that you're
king from your country. Oh, no, he's the king.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a little tied up, and he also wanted to share some peace words with me. And he suggested that we
My name is Pastor Akiri Mukwaraji. I'm the Minister for Education with the Common Education Educator Foundation here in Nigeria. The issue of subject of peace is a universal issue. So for me, peace means tranquility as a state of absolute rest. Someone said peace does not mean there is no war. But I think peace means reaching an amicable order that is harmonious, that is in contention. So peace is a period of no higher progress. So there are two major things that justice and progress. So when we talk about peace, we talk about the atmosphere that brings justice and allows progress. Progress here means development. And so the whole world is speaking about sustainable development. These 17 goals are all encapsulated in goal number 16. Which actually deals with peace, it deals with institutions, justice. So for me, peace is not a condition that allows everyone to be at their best. Peace is that condition that allows you to manifest your potential. Peace is that allows mutual respect.
I want to be in your congregation. In fact, I think I am.
Already.
I ask others as I'm well as I'd like to ask you.
Love. And some say it's affection. And but a lot of people say passion. When you speak to love, it means an expression of a deep-seated interest in accomplishing a goal. So love is expressible, and people speak about unconditional love. This time around, we need to just know that love is deliberate. Love is what you feel for yourself, and then you express to others. Now, if you do not love yourself, it will be difficult to love others. And love actually means to people, to love, to create rules. When you love, you give.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
And this time, what's your name? Hello. Hello.
How are you?
This is your I want to say something very nice about it. Because so many different things, sustainable things, human concern, and Filipino community. Some things.
Yeah, some of them are veterans like me.
This thing is
that.
We got Dusty
I was selected to be the director.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I am.
All right. I do believe. What is you know, we're involved with the International Day of Peace. We do an event in Times Square, for since the 2002. And I've asked them, what does peace mean to them? You can say your name and what does peace mean to you?
How many people go there? And peace means to me is this. Without love, there is no peace. And peace also has to come from your heart. And then projecting us. And by being worthy and by being humble, peace can come. And we like to others. Without those other things, you will not be anything. You know, you know your power, you know your nature. Just being yourself, you can actually bring people to others, even to your neighbors.
I agree, no doubt about it. You know, we also ask people, what does love mean to them? Maybe just say your name and what does love mean to you?
Maybe
I don't know if it's any different, but maybe it might.
Yes, maybe it's a word. And love is this. Love cannot be seen. And love is from actions that you give to others. It's not something you talk about, but it's something you give to others. It's how you respect them. That's what.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Nana Sophia Manhattan First. I'm an African American lawyer. And I am also a spiritualist and a healer. I do a lot of healing.
That's wonderful. What kind of healing do you do?
We do drum workshops, we do spiritual healing with herbs, baths, cleansing, various ceremonies for women to get themselves aligned back with the feminine goddess in them and to help them to relieve everyday stress that, you know, women basically come under, and just to help them to get along to the next phase. So we do a lot of go to the beach, sometimes we go to the river, sometimes we do moon ceremonies, we do drum workshops, we have women touch the drums, we play the drums, we also have women in a circle, they do gong, they play with the drums. So we represent the women's healing circle.
So then you don't understand this question. What does peace mean to you?
Peace actually means that there's harmony amongst women. And that peace also has prosperity, which means everybody has what they need in order to survive. And just basically love and respect. That's what peace is for nations, for families, for communities. In our families, we have to resolve issues, look at our issues in a realistic way. And that means addressing mental health issues. It means addressing addiction, it means addressing homelessness, education. It's a whole total package. What do we have to do for healing? And for our nations, I just want less corruptions from our leaders, more policies that help women, children, and families, and have everybody a chance to be a millionaire.
Last question, what does love mean to you?
Love is God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, hi Paul Saxon.
As Foxy B, the queen of African music, hashtag Yeyasha, Yeyoshun, Yeyoshun.
Word is out that you're making the movie. Is that true?
Very true. I'm making a movie on Oshun the Goddess, and it's going to be shown in September 2010 at the City Flex in Newark, New Jersey.
Wow.
Well, the movie is about, it's taken from a female perspective of what women go through in Africa, how women go through abuse and violence, and how, even going through all of that, they can still succeed on top of their situation.
So the question of what does peace mean to you would, I imagine, be an important question.
Yes, peace means that we should all love in one accord, love one another. We should to let peace reign and let God take control of everything. And I think by so doing, peace will reign.
Last question. What does love mean to you?
Love is God. To me, and when you practice love, you are non-judgmental. You love your neighbor as yourself. You know, not looking whether they are whatever, homosexual, lesbians, or whatever, because let it be.
Let it be. Let it be.
Thank you.
Malik Nadeem Ali.
Where are you from?
Originally from Pakistan, but of course I'm a proud American now.
Okay. And what brought you to America originally?
I don't know. Honestly, it's been 22 years and I'm still trying to discover. It was definitely not the economic migration, because I was much better off in my country with the job and the money I was making. But I'm very happy to be here, because I'm serving the humanity more sitting in New York.
Yes, and we're happy you're here too, because you're a gentleman who really cares about humanity and taking care of those that are not being treated properly, correct?
Absolutely. As a human rights activist all my life, I had been fighting for the rights of the people who don't have the voice, who are not being protected. And now I represent a very big organization. It's an International Human Rights Commission, as its Secretary General, and now I have some power as well. Now I have some voice, and I can raise my voice for the voiceless.
So, you know, we're very involved with world peace, and the International Day of Peace is just one day. Every day is a peace day. It's just like every day is an Earth Day. And so, any thoughts on how to make our lives more peaceful? I mean, we're believers that most of the world lives in peace. But for those that aren't living peaceful, which in our mind is usually through living in a violent situation, how do you suggest, how can we make do better here?
You know, I would beg to disagree with you a little bit when you say that you believe that most of the world is living in peace. Unfortunately, if you look around the world, there are more violent conflicts around the world than we can even count. Sitting here in New York, there are more differences, there are more issues and problems all around the world. Sitting here in New York or in America, normally we don't explore all these issues which are created by the superpowers or the mighty governments with the rich and powerful people and the entities and the governments. So there are a lot of problems around the world. There are still people who are being killed just for being on the wrong side of the aisle. People are being killed just because they are from the poor countries. People are killed just because they have different color of skin like you and me. People are killed because they pray in a different way than you and I do. So there are more conflicts, more issues, more problems around the world than normally people know. So there are conflicts based on political ideologies. There are conflicts based on the cultural practices. And the biggest one is there are very big conflict around the world based on the religion. And that's been very recent, and very unfortunately, that's growing terribly and tremendously.
So I'm going to ask you, just because maybe I'm misinformed, but I sort of kind of wonder in this regard, because we're a good news broadcast. And so we're focused on the positive in this world. And to be frank with you, I'm stressed out from so much good. All right? And hopefully I'll stay that way.
Welcome to the club.
Okay? Because the most of the world is good. So I sort of think we have 8 billion people. So this is why I'm going to carry it just a little further here to see your thought, because I respect your thought.
Thank you.
8 billion people. Let's say we're going to give 1 billion
due to,
problem situations.
Popular,
1 billion.
Acclaimed.
You think we've got 1 billion people in the violent situations? 1 billion?
Something
in Spanish. It's a very, very interesting question, and I would very, I would say respectfully disagree with
floor.
You that 1 billion out of 8 billion are in trouble.
English.
So we call it peaceful. No, unfortunately, my belief is that even if one single person is in trouble, it's still a big trouble.
Yes, oh, I'll agree with you too. I think one is too many.
One is too many. So that's why 1 billion people living in violent areas or troubled areas is way too much. Why can't we live in peace with each other? In this country, we live in peace with each other. The Jewish, you know, right next door to the Palestinians. Indians living right next door to the Pakistanis. The non-Muslims living with the Muslims. But when we fly out of America, the world changes.
Okay. We're being serenaded by a wonderful singer. I happen to know that. And she sings at a lot of charitable events. But let me ask you while I have you here, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means that you get up in the morning, you don't have to worry about your existence, you don't have to worry about your food, your religion, your children, your well-being. So when you get up in the morning, you should smile, you stretch yourself, and you say, here I am, starting another good day.
And your name and your organization is what?
Ambassador Malik Nadeem Abbas, and I'm the Secretary General of the International Human Rights Commission.
Beautiful. I'll ask you one last question. If you can say your name and your involvements here, what does love mean to you?
Love means caring for each other and looking for each other's problems to be resolved.
Brilliant man. All right, thank you so much. We're going to continue our conversation.
Thank you.
Okay. I can't believe it, but I am with beloved superstar.
Hi. Yes.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Peter?
Paul.
Paul?
Mary and Joe.
Yes, we have everyone here, the 12.
And I'm all of them. And so are you.
Yes, I am.
We are one, and thusly we can have all the names of everybody and feelings exactly. And so on, right?
I'm Paul, too.
I know, I felt you, yes. That were that kind. And thusly, you heal people, I hear.
I help people heal themselves, connect with that part of themselves. That's the healer. And I do heal people in the sense that I heal myself, too. So.
And how do you, are you a Reikiist?
I am a Reiki master. Also, I channel, we shall say, unconditional love from the divine, and love is one of the highest frequencies, and it's a healing frequency. So, so it's through that, through channel, through some methods, through Ho'oponopono, using the Ho'oponopono healing mantra, which is like four simple phrases that go like this: I am sorry, please forgive me, I thank you, and I love you. And what I love about this is that it has no religious connotation. No, it is like simply the phrase "I am sorry" is to clean the slate, right? To please forgive me, to make amends. I thank you is in a sense to offer gratitude for who the person is, for what the moment is, and I love you, embracing everything. And so it is like a full circle, and doing it with oneself, since we are the creators of our reality, right? We know that. And basically we create something that is less than ideal for us, such as a challenging relationship, such as illness due to an imbalance of the cells or an imbalance in our thinking, in the sense of where we're focusing on. Then we can use the mantra to clear what we call karma. And in a school of thought, karma means negative thinking. And the negative thinking is a creation, a miscreation of something that we don't desire. So, for example, Ho'oponopono helps us come down to the heart and start accessing that greater wisdom that it is beyond just the mind.
You are beyond.
You're thank
beyond
you.
Being a superstar. You are really pretty wild, and you have very positive, solid thought processes.
I'm glad my brain is working.
No, it's working very, very well. My brain is working hard to keep up with your brain.
Thank you. And, it's doing very well. Your brain is doing well, too.
So, I don't know. So far, it's all working out. Let me ask you, we're very involved with World Peace and the mm-hmm. International Day of Peace, and we mm-hmm. have an event in Times Square Center Park, and it's a worldwide day. It's the United Nations International Day of Peace. And we're trying to strengthen that message that, actually, mm-hmm. I'm a believer that most of the majority of the world is at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like with mm-hmm. our show, which mm-hmm. is called Good News Broadcast, to promote that reality. It's mm-hmm. Good News Planet, .tv, and for 20 years, we've created about 5,000 shows of people that are doing good. Mm-hmm. And I could have created 100 million shows, if not 10 billion shows. Mm-hmm. So, because most of the world is good, we have a few that are confused, they'll hurt you, punch you in the nose, because they can't communicate most of the time. They just verbally cannot say, I don't like you, you don't like me, bye-bye, I'm going my way, you're going your way. They'll want to just try to move right over you. So that's not good news. So, but I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So if you could say your name and what does peace mean to you, that would be great.
My name is Beloved Superstar.
Okay.
I am beloved.
She sure is.
Yes, and everyone is beloved too. Thank you. Yes. What is peace for me? Peace is a state of being within oneself, where we experience balance and flow and lightness. And when we experience lightness and that sense of well-being, then we share that with others, and those and we can experience all together that. So peace is that state of being within oneself, where we feel well-being and that connection with others in that place.
Beautiful. Okay, my last question is, and she's doing really, really beautifully here.
My last
question is love.
Love.
What is love for you?
Well, I know love is who I am. Love is who you are. Love is who every being is. And love is a frequency. It's a frequency. We can say energy, a vibration, and that we are. And this frequency, this vibration is that feeling of openness, of lightness, of fulfillment, of what we call person-to-person romantic love, right? However, the frequency of love is that which unites everything. And we can connect with it because we are that, but we can. It is like in our heart. Like, I want to invite you to close your eyes and to just feel this, to put your attention in your heart, and invite everyone who's watching this to close your eyes and put your attention in your heart and just see how it feels when I say, I love you. 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 That is love. That feeling is love. And that's who we are. That feeling. We all can experience that feeling. We all can experience that frequency. We all can experience that vibration because that's who we are. And we all can connect with that again and again. And I invite you to take a deep breath in and open your eyes. How does that feel?
I love you. Thank you.